Our text for this morning is recorded in Romans chapter 6, verse 22. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. Grace be in you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, here we are, 4th of July. It's a time for celebration, for parades, for cookouts, for fireworks, for political speeches. Well, maybe this year not so much because of the pandemic. And the one thing we celebrate on the 4th of July more than anything else is the fact that we are free. We are free as Americans. In 1976, as a Navy chaplain, I was on a carrier battle group in the Mediterranean Sea. And on the 4th of July, 1976, sailors in their dressed whites spelled out 1776 on the carrier deck. 200th anniversary of America. What a thrilling moment that was. And the one thing that came to mind as we did that was the fact that we are a free people. And so it is that many people yet today want to come to America because of the freedoms that we have. But sometimes it doesn't work out all that well. In 1986, in Iran, there was a young wife whose husband was in Southern California. And she wanted so bad to be with her husband. So she applied for a visa, but was having trouble getting that visa, and she couldn't wait. So she had her friends smuggle her into a large suitcase and put her on the cargo hold of an airplane. A day and a half later, the customs office, Los Angeles International Airport, opened that suitcase and found her dead body. People want to come to America. Recently, we have seen parents in Central America sending their children unaccompanied across the border to come here. Children, small children being dropped 10, 15 feet over that border wall to come to America, to enjoy the freedoms that we all have. All of us are descendants of immigrants. In my case, my forefathers were German Russians. They were German farmers who, maybe about 150 years ago, were invited by the Tsar of Russia to do farming around the Black Sea. They were such good farmers. And if things went well and they prospered, and then one day the Tsar said, "Hey, boys, it's time to go to war." And they said, "Oh, no, we're farmers." And so many migrated to the West, Catholics, Lutherans, Mennonites, and the like, and they came to America to enjoy the freedom of farming, the freedom that they had always known. People come to America for many reasons. Some come because of poverty, some become because of drugs, others come just to improve their lives and to have a better life and to have the freedom that we all enjoy. The freedom of speech and of press, the freedom of religion, the freedom from fear, all of them that we take for granted day after day. We are a free people, richly blessed by God. And as I speak about the freedom that we have as Americans, 2 points concerning the pandemic. And in the past year and a half, we haven't really felt that free, have we? I mean, for over a year, grandparents not being able to visit with their children or grandchildren, not being able to come to worship together as the people of God, not being able to go on long trips or cruises like we maybe have in the past. We really didn't seem that free. And the other point is that freedom is not totally free. It involves responsibility. And without responsibility, it can lead to license.